Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Thank you, John.
And we're having a staggering day. It really is. I mean, it's funny because we talked about stress with Carmine and then the government and the country and what to be proud of with Congressman Swazi. And now we have Andrew and Susan and Tracy talking about how everything comes together so perfectly. And now, I don't know what that talk show is or that TV show. Like, come on down. Janine, if you can hear me, come on in. Come on in.
It's a big radio moment.
Because now Janine is Tracy's fiance. I don't know Janine's full background, but this is a wonderful story. And I just want to say hello to Janine. I know it's Janine.
Yes.
And you're a minister?
I am.
Where is that now?
A New Life Disciples Center in Westbury.
Okay, do you know Viviana and Sheila?
No.
The legislator and the councilwoman
yes,
over there?
Yes, yes, yes.
Tracy's mentor.
Yes.
That was at the party.
Yeah.
That
we and Bishop talked. Harvey?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, yes. I know some
yes,
of the people
yes,
over
yes,
there.
Yes.
So this is quite a guy you have here.
He is.
I mean,
he
you really put is. This package together. It's just, it's honestly, this is the kind of stuff that, these are like fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
You
life
know?
Changing.
Yeah, it really is. It's
and
tremendous.
He's going to be a radio star.
No, because you have, honestly, between Andrew and Susan, who, I don't mean run tribe, but you're the focal point, and then you have people like Tracy that are willing to give it a shot. I mean, I'm sure people leave and didn't finish, and not everybody, but you devoted yourself to helping others, which helped you.
Yes, it did. Yes.
And then
really
you wind up with Janine. I mean, it's like, oh.
It's really like ripples. You
yes,
know, one situation changes another, which changes another. So, absolutely, absolutely.
This is true.
It really is. Now, I'm being personal. You have to tell me. Are you a member of the congregation where Janine is or no?
Two different churches.
Okay, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're
okay.
I'm a deacon
church.
In the church that I go to, Holy Trinity. I'm a deacon in the church, Holy Trinity.
Okay, so the big question is, what church is going to be the marriage? We got a problem here. We got a problem.
She's the boss.
No, the two churches fellowship a lot. So.
Oh, they do?
Yes,
okay, terrific.
Yes.
Terrific.
So won't be a problem.
Actually, I'm going to go to Susan with a question. In reference to how can you and Andrew both, you know, this is like a one-on-one with Tracy, which mm-hmm. is tremendous, but you have...
We have a staff.
How many people you have.
Yeah, we have about 45 people, and everybody who comes into our program is assigned a clinical worker, and that worker works with them. We have a trade school and a business school. Tracy was in our trade school.
Okay.
And in our trade school, we teach building maintenance, hospitality, and we teach food service hospitality, and the customer service piece is key, especially if you think about what we do in Project Independence. And then we have a business school that runs the gamut from computerized office all the way through computerized record keeping and bookkeeping. And they have teachers who are all trained as special educators, and they're also licensed by the state of New York. And then they have a clinical person that works with them. So in Tracy's case, he was lucky enough to have me as his clinician.
Somebody's tooting their own horn.
Yeah, that's a good or a bad thing.
You could have one of the other losers in the organization. You wouldn't be here.
So depending on the day, right, Tracy? So everybody has somebody that works with them, and we have a treatment plan, and we involve the families. And our goal is work. And our mantra, everything that we believe, is the power of work. And when we talk about changing somebody's life, when you teach them a trade, you help them get working, it not only changes the individual, it changes the family, and ultimately the community. You know, everybody benefits when people are employed. Everybody benefits when children have parents that are employed. Mm-hmm. You know, historically, there's lessening of depression, of abuse, of divorce. Everybody really, and isn't it what we all want to do, which is to go out to work, to feel good about what we're doing, to master something.
Right. At the end of the day, you feel happy.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you did something, no matter what that thing is. Nobody can judge what that thing is. Everybody
it doesn't
feels
matter.
Happy for different reasons.
And it really is a community. Your work situation becomes your family, becomes your community. And think about who's sitting here. You know, we're all kind of connected by these situations. And everybody's better for it. And that's kind of the mantra of what we feel that we do a try. So...
Which is amazing. Andrew, come over here.
Sure.
I have a question. I know it's not easy to get jobs today. Mm-hmm. So how do you manage to get jobs for people who have completed your training?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, we've been around for 52 years, and we're very lucky. We have an advisory board, which is employers that have worked with us. We also have contracts. Like, we provide the maintenance for Nassau Community College. We provide it for Old Westbury. So our success is really based on when Tracy's successful, they come back to us. But I also have a placement team that goes out and makes connections in new industries that are coming up. But by and large, when we do a good job and our students do a good job, we really hold on to those employers. And more often than not, employers are really willing to give somebody a chance. We do the HR piece. We do the training. We kind of deliver them to the door, gift wrapped. So it works out as it's a win-win for the employer, but also, you know, for us.
Do you find that there's a resistance to hiring an older person?
It depends on the industry that you're looking for. I find, by and large, people are really more open because usually the senior doesn't need benefits, really just wants 3 to 4 days a week. And for an employer, that's magic in terms of not having to provide them with benefits, but will take their maturity and their stability and their commitment. So right. It really works out. We have a lot of people change of life because of illness. They've had to, you know, change careers. I have people who've been in the trades and had a physical and now have to do an office job, or office people who now have to do something more physical because their industry has faded. So we really have to be creative. But by and large, we really are very well supported on Long Island by employers.
I want to ask Andrew a question.
Okay, sure.
Just from an administrative perspective, what is the most difficult part of TRY? The end result here is perfect. What we're looking at is the perfection of it. Yeah. But as an administrator, it's not always roses.
So, yeah, we have to bring Swazi back for this one, I think. sometimes it's dealing with, you know, our state government and funding, which is always, you know, a big challenge. You know, as someone who, you know, takes care of that at TRY and, you know, works the budgets. And so you always have to have a finger on the pulse of what's going on in Albany. And, you know, you always have to go and advocate and lobby. And, you know, and that's a... That's a big thing. So the dollars that come, and, you know, obviously there's fundraising and, you know, all the things that go along with a not-for-profit. So, but I mean, when you see the end result, you know, so no matter how frustrating it is, you know, from Albany on down, it's well worth it. It's so obviously very rewarding. You know, looking at Tracy here and the, you know, probably 11 or 12,000 success stories we've had since we've opened in 1965. So it's just that, you know, that's been okay. Well,
and
makes it,
and that's one of the benefits of this radio program, because people turn around and say, oh, what are we giving money away for? You know, everybody can
that's
get very
good,
selfish,
very good point.
And I don't want to pay taxes, but it goes to this, who cares about that? But I'm looking at Tracy and Janine and saying, any person with a heart would turn around and say, This was money well spent. And I'm, you know, because now you're out, you're moving forward in your life, as you should be, and you're happy with everything. Right. You know, and to be the smallest part of that, if my tax dollar was 50 cents going towards this, you know, I'm a happy person today.
I'm going to give a little plug to the Manhasset Community Fund. They have been big supporters of TRY. And while our business is not necessarily in their region, they see our work. They see our work with you. They have year after year really given us grants and awards. They have been fabulous. They allowed us to buy a van to expand our Meals on Wheels program. We bought van and equipment to help with our Town of North Hempstead program when we needed snow blowers and different things. They've been wonderful supporters.
Yeah, they've been great. You know, we get some funding from the United Way, so, you know, we want to thank them. New York State Industries for the Disabled is a big supporter of TRY, and we have a whole bunch of jobs through them, through American Maintenance, you know, as Susan mentioned, you know, the work at the colleges before. So we do have a lot of supporters, which is wonderful. It is a partnership, between, you know, the government agencies, the government, us, employers, you know, our staff, and, you know, individuals like Tracy. And I know Tracy has one more thing to say today, because it's a special day, right?
Yes, it is a very special day. It's Janine's birthday.
Oh.
I'm popping the question at dinner tonight.
Well, you never know what you're going to get on the radio. So.
Well, happy birthday, Janine.
Happy birthday.
My God.
And life is good. God is good. I'm speechless.
Okay. Like,
and that's what it's all about.
It's like a fairy tale. It's like a fairy tale, but it's real.
Yes, it is.
Right, I agree. Now, I think I cut you off. You had a question.
Well, I was going to ask you a question. Many of the jobs part of the Social Security Ticket to Work program?
The Ticket to Work program honors that most of our students come through ACCESS, which is the state organization for individuals with disabilities. So the Ticket to Work, they will hand the ticket over to ACCESS and reimburse them for their training. So ACCESS is primarily the provider who sends the individuals to us. And again, ACCESS is open to anybody with a disability. The people we serve run from people with carpal tunnel, diabetes, to more profound and severe. So anybody with a disability can be retrained. The state will offer training or retraining in some cases to a facility to get people back out to work.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
This is tremendous, and actually we're close to out of time on this because now we have to catch up with Christina Liu. I honestly, on behalf of everybody here, and Ruth,
definitely.
I'm being rude to talk for you. This is one of the greatest shows I've ever been a part of, and it really was. And that Susan and Andrew, for the work you do at TRI, which is tremendous, and for Tracy to be that example. But it's not just TRI. You had to do it.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
You had the guidance, but you had to have the guts to go forward and the courage to face what you had to face and move forward, and then the courage to take the birthday girl and whatever's going to happen there. We're out of that.
We're all invited.
Keep us up to date on that, okay? And it's wonderful. Congratulations to everybody here. You've been listening
to
Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.